The police department has concluded that Steve McNair was murdered by Sahil Kazemi, and that in turn, Sahil Kazemi killed herself with a single gunshot wound to her head. While we may never know exactly what drove Ms. Kazemi to make that decision on that Saturday morning, the totality of the evidence clearly points to a murder-suicide. It's also important to note briefly that widely publicized media diagrams of the exact body of Kazemi and other information about the shooting sequence is in fact in error. Based upon the appearance of the crime scene, evidence collected, autopsy findings, laboratory results, and an incredible amount of work by our investigative team, there's no doubt we believe now at this time that McNair was seated on the sofa and likely was asleep. And we believe that Kazemi shot him in the right temple, then shot him twice in the chest, and then shot him a final time in the left temple. Kazemi then positioned herself next to McNair on the sofa and shot herself once in the right temple and expired. Today we received preliminary information from the TBI that the 5 shell casings recovered matched the weapon that was purchased by Kazemi last Thursday, that the 5 bullets have been recovered and they too were all fired by the barrel of that weapon. Gunshot residue evidence, trace evidence, was found on Kazemi's left hand, not enough for a conclusive result, and there was no gunshot residue evidence on Mr. McNair's hands. Because there's a lack of any evidence of a struggle or defensive wounds to McNair, his physical position on the sofa, the trajectory of the bullets, and the wound pattern, we still believe it was likely that Kazemi shot Mr. McNair and he didn't know. As we discussed, we think in the last 5 to 7 days of her life, many things were stressing her. One of the stressors was whether or not her relationship was unraveling with Mr. McNair. We can't put ourselves in the mind of people who do these terribly irrational acts, but we do believe there's evidence that she was spinning out of control.